territory. Moscow insists its troops didn't cross the border, describing the allegations as fantasy. Frans Timmermans, the Dutch foreign minister, spoke to reporters after the meeting.
Good morning. It's 5 a.m. That was the 5 a.m. news on Saturday the 16th of August 2014. I'm all one word and I'm on my way. Yeehaw! So, bit of a disaster yesterday. I was supposed to be driving up north to my mother-in-law's, where my wife and three children currently are. But yesterday I didn't get finished work until 8 p.m. and, you know, with a few other things to do, it would have just been madness to start driving. It takes about 5 hours in the car to get up to my mother-in-law's, and, you know, in this motorhome, I'm probably looking at an hour and a half longer because I can't go as fast. So I'm in Dolly. Dolly is a name I've given to our motorhome. Just about to go onto the A303. Been up since 3:30. Couple of cups of coffee. I can't really stomach breakfast that early. I had some boiled eggs in the fridge that I was supposed to have yesterday, but I had them, but I didn't enjoy them. I'm not a huge fan of cold boiled eggs, as in refrigerated boiled eggs. But nonetheless, packed the van, watered the plants, done some washing and drying. I'd already set the washer to start at 3 a.m. So I put those items in the dryer. So as I say, I packed up. I've got Molly with me here. She hates driving. Here we're going to 3:03. The difference in temperature now has meant that my wing mirrors have steamed up. When I first started packing the van, it was... I don't like calling it a van, but I'm going to end up calling it a van. I think I should just relent and call it a van. Not a van, but, you know. When I first started putting items in, it was a beautiful starry sky, pitch black. And now, as I head on the A303 eastbound... The sun is showing signs of life. I've got that red, kind of russety red brown on the horizon. There's some vapor trails from aircraft going across. Not really any cloud that I can see, really. Wispy bits here and there. I don't know what the weather's going to be like today, but. Apparently all over the country it's going to be pretty rainy for the next 3 months. So my route today is up the 34, M40, A43, M1, up the right through the middle of the country. Pointless, well, I don't want to say pointless going to the M25, but I don't want to do M25, M1. I'm not a huge fan of that. There's a few cars on the road already, actually, surprisingly. Mist in the valleys as I look left and right. I say left. it's kind of an incline to my left, but straight forward in the dips, and to the right are the valleys, a few valleys, and there's some mist in the bottom. So there was a lot of dew on the grass as I went out the back to water the plants and feed the guinea pig. And it was cool, you know. It wasn't biting. It's warm enough to wear. Well, I'm wearing a t-shirt. Probably others wouldn't bother. Oh, do you know what? I haven't got a coat. Oh, dear. I'm going to have to turn around and go home and get a coat. That's not a good start. Oh, dear. Okay. So I will speak to you anon. Bye for now. Well, hello. It's now 7 minutes past six. So I had to I had to turn around before and go back and get a coat or two. I didn't have anything. Okay, so I think I'm making fairly decent progress, really. So I think by the time I turned around and that, it was probably nearly 20 past five when I set off again. Very nearly 20 past five. Kind of averaging 60 miles per hour. Like now, any incline that I go up and Dolly, she slows down. I'm not carrying any water in the water tank. So, you know, by the time we add some water, I don't think I'll ever travel with a full water tank. I think that would be foolish, because the weight would just be something astronomical, really. I'm under the impression it's more than a 100-liter water tank. The guy reckoned it was 100. From what I can see in the literature, it's 120 litres with an 85 litre waste water tank. But when I say the literature, you know, there are a number of vehicles listed, and I can't identify which one, you know, this one equates to. But nevertheless, it's a massive water tank, and for it to take half an hour to pump the water out, you know, there's enough water there to last you quite a long time. So, beautiful day so far. Some cloud in the sky. Beautiful sunrise. The sun across to my right in the east as I head north on the A34. I don't know where I am exactly in the grand scheme of things. Molly seems... hello, Molly. You heard your name. Molly seems fairly comfortable, so I dragged her bed in. She was very tired, and she still is, but, you know, she's shaking a bit because she doesn't like being in the vehicle. Full stop, really. Oh, here comes a big, long hill. Slow vehicles for a mile. So now I know what wagon drivers feel like. Any incline at all, and she slows down. So the aim of the game is to not go as fast as I can going on the downhills, but you know, to not dawdle going downhill. Oh, Oxford is 17 miles away. So the M40 is not far past Oxford, and I go up the M40 for junction. Oh, slowing down to 50. Oh, come on. Incidentally, what I noticed was that since I changed the air filter, the temperature gauge has never gone above halfway. Oh, drop down a peg now, into fourth. And we're at the top of the hill now. So that's good news. Fuel. I've done 109 miles and I've used an eighth of a tank. But what I will say is that I did brim it. It was right up there. I did fill the fuel right up to, you know, so I put the cap in and a little bit displaced. but what I have noticed is that the fuel gauge, you know, the kind of sender must be fairly near the top. So not bad on fuel, really, for a 1.9 turbo diesel that's 12 years old. I suppose me servicing it the other day, I don't want to say servicing, I just want to say change the oil, but with me changing the oil the other day, that would help a lot. And obviously she's pulling a lot of weight already, but by the time I get the kids and Sarah in, and you know, maybe fill a tank with a third of water, just so we got water for the toilet, really, and the wash basins, and maybe, you know, just to tide us over to make a brew and that. Then, you know, I'm going to be adding another couple of hundred kilograms. So I've noticed a lot of caravans and motorhomes going southbound on the 34 here, and also westbound on the 303 at the start of the journey there. A lot of people heading on the holidays, no doubt, setting off early. The A34 here, I mean, it is only, what, 6:15 now, but the A34 is pretty much quiet, really, in the grand scheme of things. But I'm pretty sure that in the next kind of 3-4 hours, this road will be quite busy. It being the one of the three main routes, north and south, up and down the country. So the sun is turned from red to a beautiful golden colour. It's now, it's actually behind a big, massive cloud. A big, massive cloud. I hate saying, it's like people who say, oh, it's dead this or dead that. Dead big. It's not dead, it's really big. So it's, sun's behind a big cloud now across to my 2:00. But there's not much cloud in the sky, really. Not much cloud. Beautiful kind of pale blue turquoise sky ahead of me, going a bit deeper over to my kind of 7:00 as I look backwards there. So kind of just monitoring everything at the minute. This is the first long journey I've made in the wagon here, and she seems fairly comfortable, really. You know, when you're cruising on the motorway, you find what speed your car's comfortable at, don't you? I think it took about 50 miles. Oh, no, sorry. I haven't done 100-odd miles. It's in kilometres. Ah, yes, of course. Ah, we're working in kilometres. So I've done, right, it's 107 plus the 8, 115 kilometres. Ah, yeah, that's a good point. I was going to say, I can't be 100 miles up the road already. yeah. It's 116 kilometres now on an eighth of a tank. So that's not too bad. So I did say 100 when I recorded that original audio boo. Picked the vehicle up, that it was 100 miles on quarter of a tank. I think that's going to be right, given that I filled the fuel tank all the way at the top. Anyway, I'm actually going to stop waffling. I was getting a little bit bored. One of the things with driving this vehicle is the cab is a van. It's built on a van chassis, so there's quite a lot of noise, as you can tell. I'm just looking at the volume bars here, and I'm peaking, so maybe I should turn the gain down. Coming up to the turn off for Oxford campuses. There's a university, I see. It's not Oxford University, but yeah. Turn off a Didcot, Milton, Drayton. Off to my left now. So I'm in Ernie Earnmander country. He lives around here somewhere. Right, okay, stop waffling. And let's keep on trucking. Speak to you in a bit.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.